brought to you by Penguin.
How to Thrive with Adult ADHD. Written and read by Dr. James Custo. Introduction. Whether you have been diagnosed with ADHD, or it is something you suspect you have, this is the right book for you. It could be that you are festering on an endless waiting list to be assessed, coming to the gradual realization that the process is not going to be all that straightforward. You may be feeling fed up and increasingly hopeless. This book has been written for you. Or it may be that the early novelty and excitement following your ADHD diagnosis is starting to fade. Perhaps after a few haphazard attempts at making well-intentioned changes to your life, old habits and patterns are creeping back in. You may be feeling deflated and frustrated. This book is most certainly for you. Perhaps the honeymoon period that you experienced on your ADHD medication has ended, and you are coming to terms with the fact that there is a lot more work to be done, but you're not quite sure where to start. Please don't panic. You have picked the right book to serve as a guide. Or possibly you have come to the decision, for whatever reason, that medication is just not for you. You may be considering next steps and an alternative strategy, but lacking in clear direction. Listen further. This book was inspired by people like you. You could be lacking conviction that you have the necessary resources to get a handle on things and the ability to make the changes you know are required. This book is definitely the one for you. Or maybe this isn't about you, and you're listening to this to help someone you love who is really struggling. Perhaps you want to understand a bit more about ADHD and get some pointers on how best to approach things and what to suggest. I have also written this book with you in mind, and you are certainly not alone. Whatever brought you here, my aim is to provide a framework to supercharge your understanding, map your unique ADHD signature or profile, and carve out a path that, put simply, will make your life better, much better. I want to emphasize that this is not a book heavily focused on medication. Quite the opposite, in fact. Though I address the important question of medication briefly but comprehensively in part 3, my scope is much broader and introduces a multitude of other ways to not only manage your ADHD, but to thrive with it. It is a guided process of change that aims to help you unleash your potential and become the best possible version of yourself. I feel confident that the approaches I share in this book can have a transformational effect on your well-being and self-concept, regardless of whether you have a formal diagnosis of ADHD and whether or not you take or plan to take medication. A bit about me. I have ADHD. There, I've done it. I just officially outed my ADHD, and it feels good. I'm confident that it will make the process we are about to undertake together a lot easier for me and far more meaningful for you. I am James, and I'm a consultant psychiatrist based in the UK. Conveniently, as well as having ADHD, I also specialise in it professionally. Looking back on my life, much of it lived without an awareness of my ADHD, I now clearly see that my journey to this point, both personally and professionally, has been dominated by an insatiable drive to first better understand and then work out how to make good use of my secretly different brain. It has been a riveting exploration of the mind-body system that has led me through medicine, into psychiatry, and ultimately landing on a specialization that involves helping others navigate the issue I myself have scuffled with since childhood. I was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, a short while after my 34th birthday. The diagnosis came just a few months after that light bulb.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?